Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula. I'm a Charlotte Hornets fan, YouTuber, and podcaster. And some cool things are coming for the podcast. The new co-host is coming soon. More details on that to follow. The intro you just listened to is going to be replaced with something fresh, something really cool. Shout out to the folks over at the Believe Podcast Network for putting that together. So I'm excited for everybody out there to listen to it. Also very much excited to have a new co-host on the podcast. He's a former player. He's one of my favorites, and it's going to be a really good time. I promise you. So stay tuned for that. You're going to deal with just me for now, but soon my new co-host will be coming in and we'll be talking about the Hornets like normal, with a professional point of view, because I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm just a fan, you know what I mean? So anyway, hope all is well. No podcast last week. I was down bad, but I'm feeling good now. And so the Hornets, you know, things are looking pretty good right now. You know, last week I tried to record an episode and I couldn't get like 5 minutes into it. Like I couldn't get past the 5 minute mark without either feeling terrible or just coughing through it. It was bad. But we're good now. Probably for the best, because I didn't want to talk about that Magic game. I'll talk about it now. It's kind of old news. It's the one blemish on the record, really, since the Wizards and Suns losses. So like the month of January, all right, two L's to Phoenix and Washington. The Washington one sucked. I had no expectations of anything positive coming out of that Suns game, so that's fair, you know? But the Wizards matchup, losing to that Wizards team in that fashion was brutal. But we move, a bounce back game, to say the least, against the Pistons. Dominant victories over the Bucks twice, still insane. And then the Sixers, right? And then to follow all that up with the loss to the Magic, giving up 116 points to the Orlando Magic, a team on average that barely gets over the triple digit mark on a nightly basis, put up 116 against the Charlotte Hornets. And it's mental because the defense was on point during those previous four games against, I mean, Pistons notwithstanding, but the Bucks and the Sixers, two teams that can represent the Eastern Conference pretty realistically, right? Keeping the Bucks to 106, then 99 points, and then 98 for the Sixers. You know, they bounce back, you know, since that Magic game, dominant victory, big time. Like, we'll talk about the Knicks and the Celtics in a second. All right, before I do that, I want to say thank you to BetOnline for sponsoring the podcast. BetOnline would like you to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year, and there's a new updated desktop and mobile website. So go over there, go to betonline.ag, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so back to what I was saying. Just looking at the record, the standard vibe check. Hornets are a 7 seed right now. It's what day is it? Thursday? It's Thursday afternoon. Well, Thursday evening, realistically, right now. And the Hornets are sitting in 7th in the East between the Cavs and the Wizards. They have a decent, they got two win cushion over the Wizards and 2 wins behind the Cavs. And strangely enough, 3 wins away from the Bulls, which, by the way, Lonzo, sorry, bro, man. Lonzo's going to be on the shelf for like a month and a half. Was a knee injury? That broke earlier today, actually. So best wishes to him. Yeah, left knee injury, 4 to 6 weeks. That sucks, man. I hate that. I hate that for him. I hate that for the Bulls. They said they've been one of the best stories in the league. So, you know, best wishes to Lonzo. Since we're talking about the Bulls, but the East is so deep and so weird that, you know, that this, the way this team's been playing, I feel like they're a 4 seed, like the way they've been winning and the people they've beaten, but they're just kind of holding tight on that 7 seed, you know, and we need the Cavs, we need the Sixers, the Bucks to fall off a little bit for the Hornets to catch up, not really making up ground, but all in all, this team's playing beautiful basketball. The defense is on point. Offense, we know what the offense is. You know, it's a 2-game win streak. They're 7-3 the last 10 games. Things are looking sharp. And actually, speaking of just the last 10 games, specifically the defense. All right, defensive rating, the Hornets are 7th in the league. It's the 7th best defense in the league the last 10 games. Round of applause. If you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. I'm going to clap for you. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And one other thing that also kind of blew me away as I was looking at it was points in the paint, right? So the Hornets, the last 10 games, you know, oh my God, this team needs to trade for a center. We need to get Miles Turner, which, by the way, tangent. No, thank you. I have no interest in trading for a center with a bad foot. That's crazy. I hate that he's hurt. You know, he would help this team. Do not get it twisted. But the history isn't kind for big men with foot injuries and who's presently hurt. And the idea of giving up any assets for him, mad. Especially because I don't think the Pacers are going to let him go for cheap. Miles Turner has been on the market, which feels like for 5 years now. It hasn't been 5 years, but it feels like 5 years. And I think he's still going to be on the market. I don't think anyone's going to pull the trigger on him, at least anytime soon. So unless the Pacers bring that asking price way down. But this team with Mason Plumlee, a seldom appearance from Nick Richards, and PJ, who's 6'8", Miles, who's 6'8", this squad has been protecting the paint. They're 6th in the league in points in the paint. On you know, as far as like opponents' points in the paint, the Heat leading the charge, best team in the league last 10 games as far as opponents' points in the paint, right? Just a scale, I guess. The Rockets are the worst, and the Heat are the best, and that's actually wild that the Hornets are in the top 10 at all, and let alone 6th in the league in opponents' points per opponents. Points in the paint per game. All right, that's a mouthful. Moving on, though, going back to defensive rating, because that's nice and clean. We're doing it, man. And it's not a surprise that this team is winning as a result. And they're doing it in a way I think is sustainable. They have the talent. They just got to have the focus and the energy. And with Oubre being back in the mix, it'll make that a lot easier. Now, PJ is questionable for the Thunder game tomorrow, Friday, as you're listening to this. So we'll see about that. PJ's helped a ton on the defensive end. He's a vital piece to the puzzle, what we have going on here. So PJ has like a right hip contusion, I believe is what it looked like he pulled up during the Celtics game yesterday. So yeah, it's listed as questionable right now with a right hip contusion. So we'll see how that goes. I'm hopeful we have PJ available the rest of the way. This team cannot. We gotta remember what happened against Orlando, right? January 14th needs to be burned in this team's memory for the rest of the season. They got the Thunder, got the Hawks, got the Raptors up next. This schedule is very favorable, all right? It's extremely favorable for the squad coming up. And everyone talked about maturity and being locked in and not taking opponents lightly after the Magic loss. I hope that's the case. I really hope that's the case. But let me back it up. New York Knicks, the Hornets went into Madison Square Garden on Martin Luther King Day and took them to Pound Town. All right. If the game's finished as a 10-point game, but if you watch that game, it was not. There was not a 10-point differential, man. That the Hornets slapped them, and Miles Bridges, 38 points. Homie was he was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And he's proof positive that this team has two superstars on it. Do not disrespect Miles Bridges and think he's not a superstar. He is. I promise you he is. If you have any doubt, open your eyes, y'all. I see it on Twitter. People are like, oh, LaMelo needs a running mate. He needs like a second star. He has one. It's Miles Bridges, all right? LaMelo wasn't available. Well, he was available. LaMelo going into the Knicks game, the narrative going in. It was also a weird game. It was in the afternoon. So that's a weird one anyway. Miles, I think, talked about a post game saying like he hated early game. He hates early games. So he had to really like get off to a good start to really like snap out of it, break out of that like early game funk, and he did big time. Especially that first half was nuts from him. But LaMelo had a non-COVID related illness that looked like he was going to be unavailable completely. He was available, turns out, made available for the game, but it's just one of them things where, you know, he didn't play. It was a DMP coach's decision. So Miles, being the man that he is, stepped up in a major way and went 14 of 20, put up 38 points, and got 12 rebounds and 5 assists. Some light, you know? That's what you need, man. This team, the Hornets are so blessed to have two guys in LaMelo and Miles, period. All right. The fact that they exist and that they're on this team, as fans, the front office, coaching staff, even their fellow players and teammates, are all fortunate that the stars aligned, that these guys are on this franchise right now, right? We're even more fortunate that these guys complement each other so well. And it just, I look, because this is fresh in my mind because we just played the Celtics. Celtics have two all-stars in the Jays with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Those guys are fantastic. I would want any team in the league would take those guys. Like, those guys are fantastic. They could be all NBA guys for the next 10 years if things go their way. But they occupy the same space. It's a tad redundant. I mentioned Miles Turner earlier, him and Sabonis. It's a tad redundant, right? To have two young stars complement each other so well that we have here in Charlotte is a dub. It's very fortunate. And it makes building a team around them really easy, because you don't have to like have those questions like, oh, can we win with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, as crazy as that may sound. Those talks are being had, you know, when you have guys that do similar things and you need to round out a roster. The salary cap works like that, you know. There's only so many spots to go around. But, you know, shout out to Miles. He did a madness, and it's so good to see. Plus, post game, Kemba ran up on him, man. They had a little moment before Miles got interviewed by Ashley Shambity. That was really cool. If you haven't seen that video, go check it out. I'm sure just Google like Kemba Walker, Miles Bridges post game, and it's Kemba's the nicest guy in the world. Hopefully, I hope we get Kemba in Charlotte one more time, in some capacity before he hangs it up. That'd be really good, really good for the city. Rock the 15 one last time. But you know, the Hornets followed up with the amazing performance against the Celtics. Now, This one was a little scary. The Celtics never really quit in this one. And there are times where it looked like, you know, they pulled it in like within like 6 points. Like, oh no, we have a game on our hands. They did that a few times in the second half. So credit to them, especially because the Celtics are a good team. It's just they're having a down year. I'm not sure exactly what their issue is. I don't watch a lot of Celtics basketball. I hear Bill Simmons talk about them quite a bit, obviously, but they I think are a very similar position to what the Hornets have going on here, with just an imbalance in their roster depth, where they have a lot of guys, but they have a lot of redundancies as well. Like the way we have a lot of wings and power forwards, the Celtics are kind of like that with their guards and wings. And, you know, they got Al Horford out here in 2022 putting up a double-double against us, 13 points, 10 rebounds. You know, Grant Williams is starting for them. You know, they're in an interesting place as a squad, as a franchise, with the new coach and Brad Stevens in the front office. They just traded for Bol Bol. Like, what's going on? I don't know what's going on in Boston. I don't know what's going on over there. But for us, though, things are looking really great, man. We had the return of Kelly Oubre, who had some quotes to Rod Boone post games, talking about how he was a little nervous to get back in the mix. And 7-14, 3-7 from distance. He missed a free throw. It is what it is, you know. But hit a block, 2 steals, 3 rebounds, 18 points altogether. Kelly Oubre is so legit. It's crazy. He's having a career year here in Charlotte. And I'm so happy. He's part of the franchise and he's back in the mix. It looked like he got a COVID haircut. Hair's a little shorter than what it was before he got put on the health and safety protocol list. But I'm glad he's back in the mix. And then just to double down, PJ pulled up in this game with the weird hip injury, and he was ruled, I think it was in the fourth quarter, I think, because he was ruled like he wasn't, the news came out that he wasn't going to return in the fourth quarter at least. It kind of made sense. I was like, all right, well, game was looking like it was going a specific way and no need to rush him back into the mix. But PJ 1-for-4 on the night, one of the best. Hayward 2-for-4. I need more shots from Hayward, man. He had 5 fouls and 5 points. I don't like Hayward. For me, should have more volume. I need more volume, man, from Gordon. Need it. This is not, he's too good. He's way too good to not shoot more. And I know this team has a lot of shooters. This team puts up a lot of shots. I get it. But man, his efficiency this year, like the way he's shooting the ball in general, is crazy. Okay, 47% from the floor, 39% from three, 85% from the free throw line. His shot's there. It's not like he's being tentative because he's having like his jumper's off or anything like that. His jumper's on. He's on. I just need more from him. We've seen it from time to time again, you know? Like he'll pop in with a 20-point game or something like that every once in a while. But, you know, on the year, 17 points a game, it doesn't seem like it. And I want more. Selfishly, I want more from Hayward. I love watching him play. He's an incredible player, and I want him to shoot the ball more. So you know, it's a long season. We'll see what happens with that. I think the Celtics fans will give him a little hard time as well. Unfortunately, Terry did not care about those Celtics fans. He shot, put up 18 shots, hit 10 of them, 28 points on the night, 10 assists. Shout out to him, man. And then LaMelo, 15 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds. That rebound was hilarious. I forget, was it Grant Williams who just basically chucked a three with like no time left and it landed right in LaMelo's hands and then the buzzer went off. It was the easiest rebound LaMelo will ever have in his career. But it still counts though. What I love is he caught the ball, buzzer goes off. His eyes go straight to the scoreboard. Miles looks straight to the scoreboard. Terry looks straight to the scoreboard to see if it counted. They're one of us. I think I was on the live stream with my friend Mike and all the folks in the chat were like, oh, like refreshing the box score to see if it counted or not. It did. It counts. Count it. You know, hopefully the All-Star folks are paying attention, which, by the way, I don't spend a lot of time on this because I think it's ridiculous still. Klay Thompson is still fourth in the West. 1.2 million votes. I love Klay. I'm glad he's back. That's outrageous. And Trae Young, second. 2 million votes for him. He's having an incredible year, but the Hawks are trash. And I have a tough time seeing that. Which is the degree of difference between that and LaMelo's votes is actually crazy to me. Kyrie right there as well is also outrageous. Van Vliet deserves some more love. Garland deserves some more loves. I don't want to be too much of a homer here, but it is a Hornets podcast. I'm a Hornets fan, so it is what it is. And Bridges is ninth in the Eastern Conference front court voting right now. So I don't think he's going to make it in. Who the hell knows, man? It's been a weird year. We see guys go out all the time with injuries or health and safety stuff. So who knows who will be available when the game actually happens. But things are looking all right. Things are looking all right. I think LaMelo is like the first guy on the bubble. If there's any issues, they're looking how this is going. If he keeps playing like this, it won't be an issue whatsoever. But I'm excited, man. This team is good, man. To be a 7 seed, a solid 7 seed at this stage of the game, this close to the All-Star break, is good. It's a really good place to be in the new year. Could be way worse, way, way worse. I promise y'all. The squad is playing well, and they're getting better. They're fixing mistakes, which is so key, man. The defense was dreadful at points in the season, and they seem to have figured it out. So let's see where we can go, man. I'm happy about this. Also, Sunday, that Hawks game, I'm going to the game on Sunday with some friends. So if you're there, if you're at the Spectrum Center, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Dracula, if you want to say hi. I'll be at the Hornets Hawks game on Sunday, and then be there to boo Trae Young. So let's go. Also, shout out to the Hornets for showing up on national TV. Just last thing before I get out of here. Game was on ESPN, and the Hornets delivered in a major way. Things you love to see. But anyway, listen, thanks so much for listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. I've been Sam. You've been great. Peace. Perfect.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.